All right, it is a pleasure to be joined by UTC football coach Tom Arth. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. You always hear the adage of college football games coming down to a few plays, three, four, or five plays, and how they can determine a ball game. You have just played three games in a row that came down to one play. How are you keeping your sanity?
Well, you know, I think, you certainly they've come down to really the last play of the game, these last few weeks. But there's been a lot of plays. There's been a lot of plays throughout the course of each of those games where, we could have, put ourselves in, a little bit of a different situation, at the end of the game had we just executed a little bit better. So, we've really got to focus in on, just playing every play and continuing to take advantage of the opportunities when we have them and try to limit some of the mistakes, that we're making in some critical situations in the red area or on third down or whatever, whatever the case has been over the past couple weeks. So, we've been fortunate because we played well enough where we've, put ourselves in position to be there at the end. But, we can certainly be better throughout the course of the game that, hopefully, will help us not be in those types of situations.
Tom, you had a midseason stretch, as you know, where Western Carolina thumped you pretty good. Furman thumped you pretty good. You've gone on the road the past 2 weeks against a couple of top 10 teams and almost beat both of them. You split. I'm curious, when you look at where this team was a month ago and where it is now, the fact that you've got one game left, do you kind of wish this was almost like an NFL season and that you could go 16 games, that you could go four, five, six more games because now this team is starting to realize what it can do?
Absolutely. I think it's, I'm proud of the way that we've fought and the way that we've competed throughout the year and, kind of the way that we've, kind of taken the coaching and the way we've kind of buckled down and, really worked hard to improve because it has shown up. And, certainly we haven't, I still don't think we've gone out there and played, as well as we're capable of in all three phases, at one time, but we have certainly made some incredible improvements, and we're playing at a much, much better level now than we had been. And you wish for sure that you had some more games to play because I think we're just starting to kind of find our groove. But I'm just very, very appreciative of the seniors on this team and the leadership on this team to really keep fighting the way they have and keep competing to get better and focusing in on improvement every single day because it has paid off and it will continue to pay off for us in the future.
Of course, no game this week. You host ETSU on November 18th. What do you the open date comes at kind of a weird time when obviously, but what do you hope to get out of this week?
I think it's good. We kind of need to, need a week to really get back and really focus in on ourselves and, not worry so much about a game plan, not worry so much about, an opponent and just really, really focus in on the fundamentals and the techniques that we know we can improve on still. Again, I've seen so much improvement and we're such a different team now than we were, a few weeks back. But there's still more in there for us. And, I'm excited to have this week to really focus on those things, to get a little bit of rest for some of our guys. We're a little bit banged up, allow some of the younger players to get some more opportunities, see what they, can do and, just really get a good week of preparation in as we, move into next week with ETSU.
You're listening to UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, David asked you about the one possession games, but I think you and I have talked a couple of times about last drive and the experience it can give you. If you had to put a learning curve on how Cole Copeland, the amount of just the floodwaters of experience he's gotten over the last month, could you even possibly gauge that?
No, it's really it's really priceless, experience for Cole. Really to play in the types of games that he's played in, against the opponents that we played, some on the road, some at home. But to be in the environment he's been in and the situations that he's been in have been, really incredible for his development. You look at, the last 3 weeks and, coming down to the last possession of the game and, the ball being in his hands and having to go down in 2 minute situations, one time, needing, needing a field goal to win, one time needing a touchdown, one time needing a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. It's like, you can't dream that stuff up. I mean, we rep it at practice, and we get to work at practice, and we can manipulate the situations, you know, all we want to get, you know, everything that we need. But, Cole's had the good fortune of being able to have those types of situations, show up for him in game time, moments, and he's responded very well, and been very, very proud of the way he's played, and very proud of the way our offense and really our entire team have played around him.
All right, now I don't know how many people know the exact details. Cole Copeland leads UTC down. They score a touchdown to get it 14-12 at number 8 Wofford. Then you need the 2-point conversion, and Coach, you're standing over there on the sidelines. It becomes pretty easy to hand it to somebody to throw a pick play. You call the jet sweep throwback to your quarterback play. I'm curious, do you have butterflies when you make a call like that? I know you guys have probably practiced that a bunch, but you're now like saying, okay, the chance for seeing this game to overtime, I'm now going full-blown trickeration.
Well, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Scotty. That was his play that he put in, and kind of what he, wanted to run in 2-point situation. And, we put it in early on in camp, whatever practice that was, where, we first worked, where our situation, for that day was 2-point plays. And we put it in and we ran it, once against the first defense, and then our twos ran it against the two defense, and it worked both times. So, it gave me great confidence. They kind of saw it. They knew it was coming, yet we still, we were still able to score on it. So I felt great about it. And, really we've had it up all year long, haven't had to use it. So, we've gotten, probably 25, 30 reps at it throughout the course of the year. So, we felt very confident, in that play. And, I thought Bingo made a fantastic play, kind of avoiding a potential tackle and, really making a very good throw, out there to Cole.
You're listening to UTC football coach Tom Arth here on Press Row. Tom, I guess this is kind of a week to look inward and work on things that y'all can do. When you start thinking about next week, though, how, in the record books, it's going to be just the difference in 3-8 and 2-9, but we know it's more than that given what y'all have been through, given the improvements that y'all have made. A chance to really go out on a positive note, how geeked up do you think your guys will be given what they've gone through to have this one last opportunity?
They're excited. They're a hardworking group, and played so hard out there on the field. We put ourselves in such great position this past weekend. Throughout the majority of that game, and had a few plays that didn't quite go our way. Would have been a great moment for us. To follow up the Samford game with a win at Wofford. But unfortunately we didn't do that. But again, our goals remain the same, to be the best team that we can be, and we haven't quite gotten there. As I said, we've improved and we've grown, but we're so close to playing that game, where we're firing on all cylinders, for four quarters. And I feel really strongly that with this bye week this week and with the focus that we're going to be able to, kind of put in on our improvement and on ourselves, that, coming into ETSU, we're going to put ourselves in a situation where we can go out there and play a great game for four quarters, all three phases.
Now, do the kids have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off? And if that's the case, what are you going to do with those 3 days?
Well, we're going, we gave them the last couple of days off, Sunday and Monday. And then we're going today, tomorrow and Thursday, relatively lighter practices, a lot more good on good type of work, no scout team or anything like that. So, practice will be trimmed down a little bit, but very intense and very competitive. And then we're going to give them Friday off, Saturday off, and then we'll be back on Sunday, kind of get back into our normal Sunday routine, get them going, and then a normal week of preparation.
All righty. So but for you personally, do you get some downtime, or what's going to be in store for you?
I'll be able to get out on the road, recruit, on Friday, which I'm excited about. I have to, determine, where exactly I'm going to go. But I know our staff has got a great plan and, figuring out, who's going to be where and who we're going to see and all those sorts of things. And then looking forward, Panthers have a huge game, huge playoff game up in the Signal Mountain League. this weekend. So excited to have the opportunity to be there for that and to watch Coach Greason get a playoff win.
I've been looking on Vegas Insider. Is there any line for that?
I don't know. You got to ask Jay.
Well, I'm just happy, Coach. I'm just happy with the kid gloves you treated me right there. I was waiting for the we've got a whole lot of talent, that Panthers team, but if the coaching can come around, then they got a shot to make a run.
I didn't realize you coached in Frankenstein.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I just saw that picture not too long ago. That's impressive.
Coach, listen, thank you so much. Congratulations on this late season improvement. Enjoy your weekend off, and heckle Jay to the best of your ability, and look forward to talking to you next week as you get ready for ETSU.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All righty. First-year UTC football coach Tom Arth joining us here on Press Row. We'll open up. The number is 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.